Well, I had a guinea pig in Peru. I've eaten one.
Now, see, they get through 65 million of the guinea pigs a year. Again, this was just like the Felix Powell story, although people are more worried about Brer Guinea Pig than they are Brer Powell, who topped himself. And 65 million they get through. It's obviously an absolute standard on any menu, is it?
Yeah, I mean, we managed to get it in a, you know, pretty classy restaurant. We'd already eaten llama, which was sort of like steak, except a bit tougher and salty, and alpaca, which was nicer than that. And I thought, well, they've got guinea pig here, we're in Peru, might as well give it a go.
You see, I know at the moment there are little children running up and saying, Mummy, Mummy, he's not talking about real guinea pigs, is he? And they're saying, no, dear, he's talking about cartoon.
When the plate arrived at the table, we were definitely talking about real guinea pigs.
Did it look like one?
It wasn't slices of meat. It's their legs, teeth, grinning up at you every day.
See, of course, it's, you know, but here's, we're not entitled. We're not entitled to be bourgeois and distasteful about this because, you know, we can't dictate to them you should only eat the animals we eat. Of course they can eat what they... It's like when the World Cup's out in Korea. They eat dogs in Korea. Now people say, you can't say, but they do. They say, we haven't got no bones about it, ho-ho. But yes, and on the street, the vendors will be there. And I'm telling you what, when some of the England supporters come back out, we've got to hope they don't deliver a taste for it and bring it back home, like the Vietnam vets did with heroin. We've got to hope they don't, otherwise that's it.
But poor
Spot and Prince on council estates will certainly be feeling more hunted, because you may develop a taste for it. Do you still lust when you see a guinea pig these days? Do you look at it and think,
No, I don't, because it was pretty gross, actually. I mean, there's not an enormous
greasy
amount of meat on it. No, it's pretty gross.
No, but greasy? I should imagine greasy.
Well, there was hardly any meat on it, that's the thing. I mean, it's
I see. He's not worried about the moral implications. He was short-changed, that's all.
Well, yeah, I mean, two of us ordered it. The girl who ordered it took one look at it and immediately thought, I cannot eat this. A veggie sitting next to me actually had to leave the room. She was put off her lettuce by it.
Yeah.
And,
they serve lettuce in Peru?
Of course it's
only special cases.
Yeah. No, they keep those in cages with wheels. Go on.
And it was stuffed with mint, so that...
it sounds tasty, I've got to say.
Whatever flavour it's supposed to have was totally overpowered by the mint. They just tasted like sort of...
Mint
flavoured chewing gum, really, and there was hardly any mint, so we gave up
on it. See, I like mint. I could forgive it a lot for the mint. I understand that's what they pack into snakes in certain Far East countries. You have snake and mint, and that's... I mean, once you see the mint on the menu, you think...
Like lamb chops, the sort of mint sauce, you mean?
Of course, that's our kind of conventional, blinkered way of dealing with this one. But, you know, the world is out there, you know, the whole thing is a big cafeteria. That's how they look at nature.
I did make sure I got photographic proof of the remains of the dish.
Yeah, of course. Look, nobody eats anything exotic without an element of showboating. I know that. I sit at a restaurant and I say, you know, the first time you see pigeon on a menu in France, yep, bring me the pigeon, bring me the horse, because you're not thinking about the meal, you just, when I get back home, I'm going to say, have horse while I was away, might ring up the old 94.9 and showboat it.